Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Elizabeth Border, and we're going to be talking about her book. Actually, she has published two books called Patriot's Warning 1 and Patriot's Warning 2. And it's trying to get people to understand what's really going on in the world today. You know, most people sort of sense that something's wrong, but they can't put all the little pieces of the puzzle together. They can't understand, you know, this concern about the water fluoridation or aspartame, or our concern about the vaccinations, or where chemtrails fit into this, or the new diseases that are popping up all around the world, or the constant barrage that we're getting from the controlled media warning us about. There's going to be a new influenza epidemic, and it's going to sweep the world, and it's going to kill hundreds of millions of people. And day after day, week after week, month after month, we get the same warning, and they don't understand that our minds are being conditioned, our tastes are being created, our ideas are being suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And that quotation, incidentally, comes from a book that was written by Edward Bernays called Propaganda, and the book was written in 1928, but it is just as true today as it was when Edward Bernays wrote those words. We are governed, our minds are molded, tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. Elizabeth, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure and an honor to be speaking with you. Just before we went on the air, my husband had brought in the mail, and I got a wonderful audio cassette. And is this a speech you will be giving on June 18th about the origin of the secret societies and the occult philosophy?
Well, of course, we've given a lot of them. I'm not sure exactly which four tapes you said you got there.
It's just one tape of you speaking, and you talked about G.K. Chesterton saying that when man no longer believed in God, then it was a mistake to think he believed in nothing. He believed in anything.
Right, and of course, that's really what's going on today. Well, this basically takes us into this whole idea of the New Age. We have literally millions of people here in America looking for a new spirituality, looking for miracles, looking for all sorts of wonderful things to give their life meaning, because everybody realizes they need something greater than themselves. But what has happened so tragically is that so many people have turned against the God of the Bible and the traditional Judeo-Christian beliefs, and have come now to belief that embraces new spirituality without realizing this is from whence the Nazi movement came, this is where the communist movement came from. In each instance, you had people who were totally dedicated to try to find meaning for life, but they followed a false God, a false religion, a false philosophy.
Yes, and you were talking many times about the population control and your wonderful May newsletter that I advise people to look at. Go up to your website, find that. I was thinking about in my book, I quoted Mylon Martin in the book Lucifer's Children, and I'd like to read a little bit about
that. Well, you hold that right there. We'll get to that in just a moment when we get back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Border, and she has written two books, Patriot's Warning 1 and Patriot's Warning 2. The first one subtitled America Attacked, the second one Chaos and Chemtrails. And And, of course, Elizabeth has been in teaching for many years, but now she spends full time trying to educate people. She has her own radio program, which is heard on a local station there in Maryland where she lives, and heard worldwide on by the Miracle of Shortwave. And we'll let her tell you a little bit about more about that later. But Elizabeth wanted to tell us something that Mylon Martin had written, and we carry Mylon Martin's book. It's entitled Lucifer's Children.
And I consider it a very, very important book. And you were speaking earlier about the role of the foundations and the men who operate under this great delusion. By the way, I am quoting from my second book, Chaos and Chemtrails. Carnegie set out to bring the world under the control of a fascist international totalitarianism patterned after Plato's 10 Merchant Kings. And I have to point out I was very intrigued by the hour before me hearing the possible connections of the British royal family in all of this and the origin of the secret societies. So here we have Plato's 10 Merchant Kings. Carnegie surrounded himself with his newfound Luciferic friends who helped him set up a number of foundations, all dedicated to the task of both promoting the progression of mankind and the evolution of society as a whole through the so-called science of eugenics.
And I think it's so important here, of course, Elizabeth is speaking of Andrew Carnegie, the steel magnet. Of course, when he sold the steel empire to J.P. Morgan, then he took the money and he formed a number of foundations, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, the Carnegie Foundation for Education, a number of foundations, but all of them were aimed at transforming the world. And of course, if you read Andrew Carnegie's book, Triumphant Democracy, he will talk to, at one point he refers to the fact that the poet has already referred to the Parliament of Man, the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World. Of course, he's referring back to the poem that Tennyson had written back, I think, in 1832, called Locksley Hall, where he talked about the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World, the coming world government. And that's really what everything is about today. That's why we're not trying to guard our borders, why we're letting immigrants in. It's part of the grand plan. That's what trying to unite Europe is all about, and why the rejection of the European Constitution at least may give us a few months more of respite before the chains of tyranny are placed upon the people here in America. We'll be right back. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Elizabeth Borderman. She's talking about Andrew Carnegie and his plan. And, of course, remember, Andrew Carnegie was living and writing at the end of the 19th century. I think he wrote his book, Triumphant Democracy, about, 1892, something of that sort. But he was part of this intellectual elite who had given themselves over to the dark side, dedicated to the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World, the New World Order, and the New World Religion. So go ahead and pick up. Elizabeth was actually quoting from a book we carry entitled Lucifer's Children, and we also have a video by that same time title. And it's going back, referring back to the writings of Plato. And you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand that so many of the people working within the shadows adhere to the writings and the beliefs of Plato.
Yes, and Dr. Stan, I recommend that video highly, too. That video recounts the pain, the suffering, the spiritual journey of Mylon Martin in Vietnam, and how he saw that the people there were actually a part of this eugenics movement. They were being killed. They had bounties. Sometimes they were given extra money to bring in the ears of some of the Viet Cong citizenry, a terrible thing. But he really gets to the heart of the Thule Society and all of the things that surrounded Hitler. And I've often commented that I liked Megiddo, too, very, very much. And this is another video that is very, very good. And he, in that video, showed his caring humanity. And that's another thing I want to bring out tonight. What is the difference in the role that we have as Christians? Do we have a duty to break the reprobate heart in us and care and not just think, the Lord will take care of me, I'll be fine in whatever comes, without feeling this conscience that we must stand up against the evil? Now, the people on the other side, you and I have talked before that this is a counterfeit ideal, this wonderful wonderful Tennysonian ideal. As my college professor wrote me, there is good globalism and bad globalism. But I see underneath that eugenics, and this brings us back here to what Mylan Martin said.
Oh, you're speaking now in his book, The Lucifer's Children.
Yes, we are now coming into Lucifer's Children again. Eugenics is the idea that the human race can be improved by selective breeding and by preventing inferior humans from reproducing. Now, there have been many, many repercussions from that, haven't there, Dr. Stan?
And, of course, what people don't understand is they're practicing eugenics today. They're using, many times, foster children to do all sorts of experiments on. We know, of course, they use the children in the orphanages to feed them plutonium when they were doing the plutonium experiments. All this sort of thing, this wasn't done in Nazi Germany. This was done right here in the United States. Certainly the Tuskegee study was an example of eugenics. But even more than that, this whole drive for to justify euthanasia for people whose lives are not worth living. And then, of course, we have the abortion movement. And what is this really all about? It is an anti-human agenda. And, of course, we're actually funding forced abortion in China, because, of course, that's being funded by International Planned Parenthood and supervised by International Planned Parenthood, financed until very recently with American taxpayer money, and I suspect it still is, and similar programs all throughout the world. It's all about eugenics, and they call it now population control, but it's really eugenics, and aimed specifically at the black and the brown population.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I believe I received something from you called The Family Planning Perspective, October 1970. It was a copy of this, and there were examples of proposed measures to reduce U.S. fertility by universality or selectivity of impact. And some of the things they were going to do, social constraints, restructure the family, postpone or avoid marriage, alter image of ideal family size, compulsory education of children, encourage increased homosexuality, educate for family limitation, fertility control agents in the water supply, encourage women to work.
And I think that's so important. Encourage homosexuality, put something into the water supply to discourage fertility. And you'll wonder why so many women are having difficulty conceiving children. And, of course, people don't understand. That's what water fluoridation is all about. The other side knows that. And yet the average doctor doesn't know it. The average dentist doesn't know it. They think that water fluoridation has to do with pretty teeth and a perfect smile. It has to do, of course, with fertility control and lowering intelligence. And really the devastating effects it has on the health of the people.
Then the economic deterrents and the incentives, they said to modify tax policies, substantial marriage tax, child tax, tax married more than single, remove parents' tax exemption, additional taxes on parents with more than one or two children in school, reduce or eliminate paid maternity leave or benefits, reduce, eliminate children's or family allowances, bonuses for delayed marriage and greater child spacing, pensions for women of 45 with less than N children, chronic depression. I found that interesting. In other words, if they could keep people drugged up on depressed and continued to be depressed, probably a lot of these people get a lot worse on many of the drugs. We've heard this. That way they won't be able to produce and take care of children. And limit and eliminate public financed medical care, scholarships, housing, loans, and subsidies to families with more than N children.
Now, I think it's so important people know where that's coming from. That's coming from a magazine called Family Planning Perspective. It is published by the Guttmacher Institute, which is a branch of Planned Parenthood or associated with Planned Parenthood, and it was published back in, as I remember, 1970. Isn't that right?
Yes, pretty close. October. And there was a worse thing here, I thought, social controls, compulsory sterilization of all who have two children, except for a few who would be allowed three. And that's getting a little more, bit more like China, isn't it? When you interviewed Harry Wu and we heard what things were like in China.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the thing that the average American doesn't understand is that we have actually encouraged the one-child policy in China, but we can't let the American people know that. Here in America, the Planned Parenthood talks about choice. Over in China, Planned Parenthood doesn't talk about choice. It's, we've got to kill the children.
No, and it all goes right back to here, as you say, back to Marlon Martin, when I was quoting from him about the eugenics. He said both the Carnegie and Rockefeller foundations poured millions of dollars into research studies that in some ways later resemble the unspeakable experiments performed by Nazi doctors during World War II. These American experiments were later copied by Hitler's psychiatrists and research scientists in order to determine the best ways to breed Germans into supermen. Now, here we come to the real great delusion, don't we, that we have the Aryan ideal, or we have this elitist group that considers the men, for example, who've gone to Iraq to fight and die as just cannon fodder, dumb farm animals.
Well, of course, that's the term that was used by that great humanitarian, Bertrand Russell, referring to our people we send off to war as cannon fodder.
And I believe Henry Kissinger also called them farm animals or something like that.
The term was stupid dumb animals.
Yes, that's it.
Somewhere between 194 and 196 of his book, entitled The Final Days by Woodward and Bernstein, you'll find that quotation. The military soldiers are simply stupid dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes, and this is the way the elite really feel about the young men who fight for America.
And these same twisted social Darwinist ideas, after they were transferred to Germany in this form of racial hygiene societies, and again, Martin points out that these were funded by the Carnegie and Rockefeller foundations, these became the foundation on which the Nazism was later built. And he goes on to talk about the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Anthropology, Eugenics, and Human Heredity, which was instrumental in passing German sterilization laws based upon then existing laws, listen to this, of the state of Virginia.
And I think people really don't understand that the influence of the eugenic movement during the 1920s and 1930s was very strong here, and we forcibly sterilized about somewhere between 25 and 55,000 Americans who had mental defects or for one reason or another were not felt fit to reproduce. Now, after, of course, the horror of Hitler's Germany, why, of course, they stopped doing a lot of this, and they quit calling it eugenics. They used to call it eugenics. Now we call it population control.
Yes, Dr. Stan, in my book, as you know, my book is partially a personal narrative mixed in with much documentary information, and I talk about a minister and his wife, Reverend Andrew Bradley and his wife, and they were an African-American couple when I grew up in a little town in Pennsylvania, and she sang the Lord's Prayer in a way that you could just never, never forget, and their son later became a rather well-known author. He wrote a novel called The Cheneysville Incident. I believe he's a college professor. And I parallel what's going on there in my father's life in the 1920s. He was debating the future Reverend Andrew Bradley in high school. And my father was a valedictorian. He was a brilliant man. But he lost to Reverend Bradley. And I wanted to point out in my book how beautiful these people were and the worth of all of us. No matter what our color or ethnic group is, the Lord created us. And to me, it's just such a cold, evil, diabolical, which it is, delusion that the elite have. And I think we need to pray that some of the younger members will have a turning around, that possibly God will send some Christians into their lives. You know, prayer can change things.
It certainly can. But I think we have to understand that these people have a genocidal policy towards Africa. They have blocked any use of standard public health approaches to stop the terrible epidemic there. And tens of millions of people, probably close to 20 million people, have died of AIDS totally unnecessarily. They could have stopped the epidemic. But you see, it is really targeted at blacks here in America. 65% of the new AIDS cases are in blacks. Do you think that's happening by accident, that they're more promiscuous than whites? Of course not. The disease has a predilection for them and for Hispanics as well, and not so much for the white. Because remember, they were given $10 million back in 1969 to create a new disease that would destroy the immune system.
Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like the corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi,
have
this is Joyce Riley, and most
in gold
of you now.
Silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Porter, her book Patriots Warning 1 and Patriots Warning 2. The first is subtitled America Attacked, and the second one is entitled Chaos and Chemtrails. And we've got Fred calling us from Philadelphia. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan, and hi, Elizabeth. Remember
Hello,
me, Elizabeth?
Fred. Yes, good to hear you from you.
Yeah, and I'm glad that I heard you on the air because I really didn't know how to get back in touch with you again.
Well, of course, you can simply leave your name and address with our producer, and we'll give it to give it to Elizabeth. Did you have a question or comment for her?
Yeah, I think Elizabeth. I think that people are waking up to the the important things that you have to say, protecting the Constitution again, taking care of each other as a people. And I don't really have anything elaborate to say, but could you respond to that, please?
Oh, I certainly hope that you are right on that. And I'll call you soon. I still have your telephone number. And I'll see that you get to look at Patriots Warning 1 and 2. I would like to respond that I see a combination of a blindness that there's not any moral outrage. We don't see enough church members and pastors yet standing up against the evils. However, like you, I see some opening signs. People I've tried to reach with materials, they're starting now to at least be interested in the materials. And I liked what Dr. Stan told me when I distributed Brotherhood of Darkness, some books. He said, don't just give them to the people. They might put them on their shelves and not read them. Ask them later, what did you think of it?
Yes.
All right, Fred. Well, thank you so very much for calling in. We'll hope that Elizabeth will get in touch with you.
Yes, and Dr. Stan, I would like to thank you that you are carrying my books now. Thank you very much at Radio Liberty. You know the long struggle that my husband and I put into developing the books, writing it, updating it, and I really do believe that they have amassed a lot of important information on chemtrails, on many, many things that the people of God's kingdom need to know about, plus the Flight 93 Bible, the story of it, the inspiration. And I think particularly book two is highly readable, that you can really find it to be interesting. So, you know, we gave of ourselves, and we don't want the books to just sit in a warehouse. We hope and pray that some of your listeners will want to buy them soon. And getting back to another point I had, that there is no moral outrage, I think we have to really keep praying and reaching out to people, trying to break this reprobate mind that has no heart for caring. And I told once before, I'm not sure in your program, about a friend who was very needy about 3 years ago, was going to lose her home. And I wrote to people I had known 20 years before, about five sets of people, and I knew they'd contribute to help her save her home. And nobody, one person replied. And when I finally wrote the third letter, I quoted scripture that this was our duty to help people and so forth, nothing. And I know that those people are not poor. One of them owns a second home in Florida. But, you know, we have to just keep at this. And I was thinking about, in my book, there is a little essay written by a sixth grader. And as Dr. Stan said, I was in teaching. And it's a wonderful little essay. Her spelling wasn't so great, but she wrote about what it meant to be a patriot. Well, this is rather interesting. After it was over, of course, I gave her a book and I autographed it. But we were out to eat with the family. And largely because of Dr. Stan's Radio Liberty program, I knew about the dangers of aspartame. And we had bought the large book from him that goes into all of that. Well, and when we were sitting there, someone, the waitress, asked, what do you want to drink? And this girl said, I want a diet, whatever it was, Pepsi. And I said, no, you don't. And I explained it. And the parents, they are caring people, they got a horrified look on their faces, and they said, no, we don't want a diet drink. And I thought, you know, Dr. Stan, you might have saved a wonderful mind, because she is a brilliant girl.
Well, I think what's so tragic is we've allowed them to destroy the minds of so many of our children. That's why, of course, we can look and see today one in six American children has either a neurodevelopmental or behavioral abnormality. And our children, when they graduate from high school, cannot compete with the high school graduates of other countries throughout the world. We're out of 16, we're 15th, I think, in math and 16th in physics, something like that. It didn't happen accidentally. They knew exactly what they're doing. What a terrible thing to destroy the minds of children. And if you want to know more about this, you need to get our video entitled None Dare Call It Genocide. It will give you tremendous insight into what's really going on today.
we have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, What Really Happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, What Really Happened.
And, of course, that's really cover-up in Oklahoma.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Porter. Her book, Patriots Warning, America Attacked, and then Patriots Warning 2 is Chaos and Chemtrails.
And yes, and it's a set, and really you can't have one without the other. I think it's incomplete. And Dr. Stan, I wondered whether it might be possible you had mentioned that we were on shortwave radio, and through your generosity and integrity, we are able to present some of your very fine programs on there, too. Would I be able to tell when the listeners can hear it?
Sure, go ahead.
It's on 5.745 at 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then, of course, if they want to listen...
Now, that's Eastern time, isn't it?
That's Eastern time, yes. And also on Sunday evenings at 9:30 p.m., and that's Eastern, for just a half hour. And we've been very, very thrilled to have this honor. Lately, we have had the wonderful program with Harry Wu, and Dr. Stan had an excellent interview with Harry Wu, who had been in the Logi for 19 years. And we don't want to see our country going to such a totalitarianism, but it may be. And Dr. Stan, right before I think the break, you were saying something there about the development of AIDS, and something else you sent me one time, the Department of Defense appropriations for 1970 hearings.
Right.
You recall that? That was very interesting, too. As I look it over, I believe that was Mr. Sykes and Dr. MacArthur speaking.
Right.
And they said this, a small group of experts considered this matter and provided the following observations. All biological agents up to the present time are representatives of naturally occurring disease, and are thus known by scientists throughout the world. They are easily available to qualified scientists for research, either for offensive or defensive purposes. But here's number two. Within the next 5 to 10 years, it would probably be possible to make a new effective microorganism which could differ in certain important aspects from any known disease-causing organisms. Most important of these is that it might be refractory to the immunological and therapeutic processes upon which we depend to maintain our relative freedom from infectious disease. Was that the beginning of things like Lyme disease and all of it?
I think it really was. For anybody who would like more information on that, first of all, if you'd like what Elizabeth just quoted, that's Dr. MacArthur's testimony, we'd be glad to send you a copy of the original House hearings. That was for 1969, for the year 1970 appropriations. That's just call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for Dr. MacArthur's testimony. But you see, they had the ability to create new diseases, and now we've seen all these new diseases. Where did AIDS come from? And it's not just one disease. There are actually 8 different subtypes, and they all appeared spontaneously all across the world. How were they disseminated? Well, we do know in San Francisco that they had an experimental hepatitis B vaccine. And of the homosexuals who were foolish enough to take the experimental vaccine for hepatitis B, 75% contracted AIDS. And the same thing happened. It was in the areas of Africa where they used that same vaccine that the epidemic broke out. Was it a mistake, or was it done intentionally? Well, I could tell you one thing, and that is that every effort to use standard public health approach to stop this epidemic has been effectively blocked. Now, why would you block the implementation of the approach that would have saved human lives, unless you did not want the human lives to be saved? So the information is there. Most of this is covered in an excellent book entitled Emerging Viruses by Dr. Horowitz, Len Horowitz, which we carry. And you'll even see the contract that was given to Litton Industries to create this specific type of virus for which there'd be no immune response. They knew what they were doing. But they can't let the American people know. There are over 50 microbiologists who mysteriously died recently, you know, within the last few years. One of them was stabbed multiple times, shot, and then put in the trunk of his car, and the car was set on fire. Now, who'd be interested in killing a microbiologist? What benefit would it be unless he was a man who knew too much?
Exactly. That's so interesting that there were 8 subsets of the AIDS.
Yes.
I had never heard that before.
Well, there's HIV-1, there's HIV-2. Under HIV-2, there is subset M and subset O, and under M, there's A, B, I think it's under M, there's subtype A, B, C, D, E, and there may be an F. And they occurred in different parts of the world. No, they're not going to tell you that, because that might make you suspect this most carefully of all kept subjects, because they can't let the American people or the people of the world realize that there really are wicked people who create new diseases to kill people.
And African-American Boyd Graves was investigating it all, and he did his research. And I have that in my book. Readers can read about it, how he was led to the discovery of the Progress Report number 8 in 1971, containing the special virus cancer program flowchart. But he got nowhere in court with lawsuits. Nowhere. So we know that these leading world experts, such as Dr. Nicholson, Dr. Strecker, Dr. Cartwell, and Dr. Horowitz, all of these were supporting bringing the truth out. And I don't think we can give up, even though it looks at times as though we can never shine the light on the cockroaches.
Well, we just have to keep trying. At least we have a voice here. Well, do you know anything about the State Department document 7277?
Yes. That I also have listed, I believe, in my book. That calls for the general disarmament under the United Nations.
And, of course, not only the disarmament of all countries, but the disarmament of the population. Why do they want to disarm the people? Because they're planning on a dictatorship. But they can't tell the people that. Oh, no, we're concerned about the children being shot. Oh, we're so concerned about the people accidentally being shot. No, the more guns you have, why, the less crime you have. And the less guns you have, the more crime you have. They know that. They're not concerned about their children. After all, they're the ones that are pushing the whole idea of mass abortion and and then vaccinating the children, knowing full well that the mercury in there, in those vaccines, would destroy the minds of so many children.
And Dr. Stan, I had some quotes in my book that again illustrate this terrible, warped, inhumane kind of philosophy. These quotes, first was Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, the World Wildlife Fund leader, "If I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels." Then we had Dave Foreman, founder of Earth First, "The human race could go extinct, and I, for one, would not shed any tears."
There are many, many people who've said similar things, certainly Jacques Cousteau, and we actually have this for the skeptic who say this couldn't be true. We have a copy of the UNESCO Courier, November of 1991, where Jacques Cousteau is quoted as saying, "Well, it's a terrible thing to say, but we're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day." That's 350,000 people a day. If you'd like to see the UNESCO Courier, hold it in your hand and understand, why doesn't the media ever tell us that? Why do they glorify this butcher who sees nothing wrong with killing 350,000 people a day? Because, well, after all, we've got to get the Earth back in balance. And, of course, in fact, my population control agenda monograph, I'm sure you've read that, Elizabeth, it really is so, it's the best overview of what's going on today.
I'm getting ready to read it. I have to find it. I had a little battle with a colony of mice, and I'm trying to locate things, but I am really determined to get everything in order because my husband, on air, Lou Blanchard, my co-host, sometime perhaps he can call in and speak with you on some things, too. He's a great history buff. I want him to be able to have this summer to really, really catch up and read the wonderful things we bought from you.
Well, I think it's so important for people to understand there is a population control agenda. And abortion is part of that. And euthanasia is part of that. And new diseases is part of that. And withholding treatment for cancer that would be effective is part of that. And withholding information on the relationship between first trimester abortion and breast carcinoma is part of that. And outlawing DDT is part of that. It's killed probably 100 million people since we outlawed that. And it saved almost 500 million lives. And now, of course, since we outlawed DDT, why, of course, it has killed almost 100 million people. But it's so difficult for the average individual to believe anything could be this totally evil. And yet, of course, we look back at the recent history. The starving to death of between 43 and 46 million people in China between 1958 and 1962. Totally blacked out by the media in America. How could you possibly block out something, a genocide of that massive extent? Why, you control the media in the United States. And of course, right today, they're killing people over in the Congo. About 3.5 million have been killed. When was the last time you heard anybody mentioning that on the regular talk programs or on your television program, or the people who are starving to death in Zimbabwe today? Because the chaos created by the government that we installed there, which is withholding food from anybody who is not part of their communist movement. So, there's so many things that people are dying in Darfur today in the western part of the Sudan, as our government continues funding the Sudanese government. I mean, why would we be funding a government that is killing people in mass number? They've killed about 2 million Christians in the southern Sudan. That seems to have quieted down. Now they're killing the Muslims of the western Sudan. It doesn't make sense unless you understand that there really is evil in the world.
Yes, Dr. Stan, another excellent book that you put out, Hitler in the New Age by Bob Rozio. I might not agree with his ideas on the pre-rapture, pre-tribulation rapture, but I certainly agree with these lines, and I'm really getting enthralled with this book. "The doors of deception are designed to easily snare those whose motives are humanistically good, as it does those whose motives are not. The humanistic doors of deception, which appeal to the boastful pride of life, lead inevitably to the demonic world hidden on the other side."
Yeah, I'm sorry, that book is just out of print. We're just getting rid of the last ones we have.
Oh, is
but
that
it's
right?
Such an important book. We really feel it would be so much better off if we get to keep that in print.
and Constance Cumby's wonderful book, her opinion was this, that the beast that was dead and come back to life in Revelation 13:3 was New Age Nazism. And I'm afraid we see this beast really rising right now. And what I want to say very quickly is that if we don't take a stand, we will not be protected by our Lord, because sooner or later, we're going to have to fight against this. It will come to our door. Why not do it now, the way Glenn Spencer did? You were interviewing him the other night, and he's fighting to close the borders, and I thought this was so interesting and reminiscent of the way God protected Corrie ten Boom's Bible to go into the concentration camp at Ravensbrück. Glenn said he had a knife accidentally lying in plain sight inside his luggage, and they opened it, and they didn't seem to see it. And you said maybe you were protected by the Lord, and I thought, amen.
Well, I think Glenn is a very, very courageous individual, but there is no way to understand why it would be that the President of the United States would refer to the Patriots who are down there trying to guard the border as vigilantes. Unless you understood that the president and the leaders of both political parties, that the truth of the matter may be, don't want to close the borders. They want the invasion, because only out of that will come the chaos, destruction of our culture, and of course, this whole idea of dividing the country between languages and cultures. And this is how you get a revolution going. And then, of course, the justification is, out of the chaos will come order under the, of course, the jackboots of the Gestapo, the federal police force, which is being formed today in the name of Office of Homeland Security, in the name of protecting us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living in a cave somewhere over there in Pakistan.
And this price will be a terrible, terrible price. I heard on this on the Genesis Network today, Carl Schwartz, I believe he'll be running for president, he said that he was of Germanic background, so he had relatives who actually lived during Nazi Germany. They were killed. One of them was blind, and one of them was elderly and infirm. They were killed by Hitler. Is that what we really want? And we really need to make tapes of all of these programs of Dr. Stan and take them to our churches, to the pastors. We need to do this, because then we will have fulfilled being watchmen, and if they won't wake up then, you know, that's not our worry. But we must try to do this, because we don't want to see the little children grabbed by their arms and legs and thrown into trucks again. Not in my lifetime. I don't want to see it. I want to see the little children sitting on the tractor, like in the cover, on the cover of my books back in the 1940s. I'd like to see the old America of a repentance back, remorse, repentance, and turning back to the Lord. And I thank the Lord for Dr. Stan coming into my life.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth. Well, we're just trying to get people to think and to question what's going on, and I want to thank you for your two books, Patriot's Warning 1 and Patriot's Warning 2, because you've got a lot of great information in there that will help people to better grasp what's going on. Now, if you want to get the books, why, they are available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Elizabeth covers so many aspects of what's going on today, because, you see, we're under attack from all sides. We're on the verge of a financial collapse. We're on the verge of a moral collapse. We're being told at any time we can have a new influenza epidemic that will sweep the world and kill off millions and millions of people. And, of course, the answer to all of these is more government control over our lives. That's what it's all about. You create the problem, you create the enemy, and then, of course, you can use that threat, of course, to take away the freedom of the people. They know exactly what they're doing. Our job is to educate people that there's nothing new under the sun. These things have been done time and time again. In fact, it was Plato who wrote that when the tyrant has defeated the enemy by conquest or by treaty, and there's nothing to fear from him, then he's always creating a new war so he can rally the people behind him. And whether it's a war against disease, whether it's a war against drugs, whether it's a war against terrorism, whether it's a war against crime, whether it's a war against cancer, each time we have a war, why, we seem to get more cancer. We seem to get more poverty. We seem to get more terrorism. I wonder why. Well, Elizabeth, you've got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program.
Well, I'd like to say that at times we feel impotent. We feel that as an individual, none of us can make a difference, but we can, and we have to keep that conviction that our precious Savior is watching over us every moment of every day. I remember the first time I told an elderly African-American friend about the New World Order. I took her outside, and under a tree, we talked, and there came a beautiful red cardinal, as I've seen so many times in my life, and I knew what God was saying. I'm watching over this little old black woman and you. I'm watching over you. You don't need to fear. And we don't need to fear, but we do need to be convicted to do our duty in these times.
Amen to that. And I think each of us can accomplish something. Elizabeth is actually gets on the radio literally every day trying to get the word out. And she does this at her own expense. She does this because she cares about America. She cares about the children of America and the future of America. And I would simply ask to our listeners, do you care as much as Elizabeth do? Are you willing to get involved in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure? Elizabeth, thank you so much for what you and your husband have done.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable. Through regular sources, call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you're interested, of course, in getting Elizabeth's books, The Patriot's Warning 1, Patriot's Warning 2, both well-written against the backdrop of her growing up, certainly on a farm in traditional America, and, of course, having the documentation on so many of the things we talk about here. Why, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can get the books separately or get them combined. Really, they will give you tremendous insight into what's going on. Now, if you'd like to get a free copy of Dr. MacArthur's testimony, you say, that thing really couldn't be going on. I mean, nobody would talk about creating a new disease that would destroy the immune system, for which there would be no effective treatment, another method of mass killing. And those are his words, not mine. Well, if you'd like to see Dr. MacArthur's testimony, we'll be sending it to you free of charge. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we hope maybe you'd like to get our syllabus, The Hidden Agenda, and it goes with our new talk we've given on water fluoridation. And it's, of course, the DVD. The talk is a little over an hour, and then the syllabus goes right along with it. Actually, the talk is probably closer to an hour and a half, and then the syllabus has all the documentation in it, including Dr. MacArthur's testimony and so many of the other documents going into the background of the planned genocide which is taking place in America today. Why is it that everybody believes that that water fluoridation is good for us? It produces healthy teeth. Where are the scientific studies? Well, we show you the scientific studies from the Centers for Disease Control. And you know, in the areas where they fluoridated the water, why there was a dramatic decrease in the incidence of dental cavities, but there was exactly the same decrease in the areas, of course, that did not fluoridate the water, was because of the fluoride in the toothpaste, which is a deadly insecticide. It kills the bacteria on contact. It also kills insects on contact. Of course, remember, it's the bacteria that produce the dental caries. That's where cavities come from. But, you know, the fluoride is an excellent insecticide. That's why they spray it on your vegetables. It's an excellent pesticide. You use it for rat poison. And that's why they're putting it in the drinking water. They know exactly what it does physiologically. And we have all the scientific studies. They're all in the Hidden Agenda syllabus. You need to get it. You need to get the certainly the DVD that goes with that, and hopefully we'll soon have it on video as well. And then you need to help us get this information out. Why do people believe as they do? Well, because the U.S. Public Health Service hired Edward Bernays, who was a propagandist. That's what he was an expert at. He was the man who convinced the American women that they should start smoking. When I went to medical school 55 years ago, why, we didn't see cancer of the lung in women. Today, it's the second most common carcinoma in women, cancer in women, second only to breast cancer, thanks to Edward Bernays and his propaganda. And he was hired by the U.S. Public Health Service to convince us that fluoridation of the water was good. Why? Because fluoride is a terrible industrial pollutant, a very dangerous industrial pollutant. There were going to be some real problems as far as industry, as far as the Atomic Energy Commission was concerned. They had to convince the American people that fluoride was really good for us. And so you took an industrial pollutant and you made it the promise of a perpetual smile with pretty teeth. But what they did not tell you, it was going to decrease fertility, lower the intelligence, attract the endocrine system, produce cancers, and upset the thyroid, so many things. But you're never going to hear about this in America today. So our plea to you is get the information, check the facts, find out if this incredible story could really be true, and then help us before we destroy the minds of more of our children and our adults. So again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The syllabus, The Hidden Agenda, the DVD is, of course, fluoride. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there on the Internet 5 hours a day. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the survival of the souls of men. Till Monday, may the Lord be with you.